Blog Talk Radio.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve a bout and you can't make a grunt. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. From North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello? Hello, anybody there?
Hey, can you hear me now? This is William.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good. Sorry about that. I had some technical difficulties there and everything. But anyway, welcome to Wolves Premium Radio Network. We did have some issues, but sorry about that. Virgil's running a little late, but he'll be here on the show and everything. So what's up, brother? Haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm doing okay, I guess. Just doing what I do.
Surviving.
You
know what I mean? Right. Surviving like the rest of us during all this. So, but anyhow, I tell you what, I've been finding out some interesting stuff and everything we're going to share out there. I was talking about it earlier and stuff, but who do you think is actually pulling Joe Biden's strings in the White House? Do you think it's Pelosi or Harris?
What was that? I'm sorry, I could not hear you. You were breaking up.
Okay. So who do you think is actually pulling Joe Biden's string in the White House? Do you think it's Harris or do you think it's Pelosi or...
I think it's a lot of people, to be honest with you. I think it is Harris.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Pelosi, and I think it's Schumer and several other libtard politicians that are all being controlled by the people that bought them. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I think the biggest one, though, that's pulling the strings is going to shock everybody, because we were talking about this yesterday with Patricia Hughes on her show. We think that it's actually Susan Rice. Yes, because, you know, she's in charge of the executive office now and everything. And with all these executive orders that Biden's been signing and everything, well, doesn't it make sense?
I think if they want something passed, that they do, that they put it in front of him and he does it. You know what I mean?
He does, yeah, with no questions asked. And it's sad, but, you know, this guy, I mean, Biden is very, I've been watching him. He's incompetent, man. I mean, he doesn't even know if he's coming or going.
Yeah. Hell, half the time he falls asleep.
you know, and it's like, I'm scratching my head like, we all know it. Everybody knows it, you know, and stuff. And it's like, when are they going to do something? When are they going to step in?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think the ultimate goal is he's going to step out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Harris is going to take over. You know what I mean?
That would be a nightmare for us if she does. We know what's coming. We know what's coming.
The honest truth is, Biden can't keep a straight sentence together, and he can't even stay awake all the time.
Exactly. And it's like,
I think
he's really
down for medical purposes and turn it over to her. You know what I mean?
Well, she's already taken over for the most part. I mean, she was already overseas stuff that he should be doing.
Yep. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one of them are running the show. You know, I mean, which one's going to be ended up in charge or whatever, because the fact of the matter is a libtard's a libtard, and they all have the same goal in mind.
Right. Well, it goes beyond the libs. I mean, this goes to the CCP, China. We all know they're the ones pulling the strings in all this right now.
Yeah. Well, China either. There's other world leaders and other very powerful figures out there in the world, too, that are behind this as well, you know what I mean? And
exactly.
And it's not just China, but yes, China is a main contributor. I mean, hell, these people are bought and paid for by China, by Soros, by lots of people, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're seeing this, in 30 days, all the damage already done?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. America is just not America anymore.
No, it's not. And we said this many times on the show, Ron. I mean, you know, me, Russell, we predicted this for the last 5 years, what was coming and how this was going to play out. And here we are. That's playing out exactly the way we said it would, you know, and everything. And it's sad, but I think what it comes down to is, you know, we all know this is for world order. Everyone that's got those vaccines, oh, you're good, you're a conspiracy theorist on vaccines. Well, we know what's in it because we researched it. We know the ingredient. It's for depopulation. Yeah, you're alive now, but in about 3 or 4 years from now, are you going to be alive?
Right. I'm being alive.
I'm not taking that damn thing. No way. You know,
right? I'm not taking the vaccine. You know.
And so, I mean, I'm healthy. Why should I?
Right.
Why should a healthy person take the vaccine or, you know, wear a mask? I had the virus back in January. I mean, I had a bad case of it. And don't get me wrong, the virus is real. I've had it. Virgil's had it. Russell's had it. Carmelita's had it. I mean, you know, and we survived it. But, you know, our immune system got stronger because of it, with the antibodies. So would you want to take a vaccine? I mean, you know, if they take Ron, the way I look at it, if they take the vaccine, I'm protected anyway.
Well, I take a lot of vitamins. I take a lot of vitamins and stuff. I know it's real, but, you know, here's the thing. I allow my body to fight viruses so that it becomes stronger, right? The everybody I know who gets the flu shot, right? That's just people that I know, okay? And people that I've been around and people I've had to work with and whatnot, right? They get the flu shot. And they always get sick. And
right,
they get
here.
Sick more than that's everybody else that I know who doesn't get the shot. You know what I mean?
Well, I got the shot for the first time about 3 years ago, the flu shot. I ended up, the next day, I ended up getting sicker than a dog. Right? You know, I said, nope, no more after that. I refuse. You know? So,
But the guys that would get the flu shot at work, right? It seemed like they were always sick. And us that didn't get it, we didn't seem like we got sick as often as they did. You know what I mean?
Right. And here's the thing with these vaccines. The more I've studied into looking into the vaccines and stuff, there's a lot of side effects with each vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God. I mean, I'm surprised you don't glow in the dark. You know, with the chemicals that's in it, a lot of it is made from aborted babies, believe it or not. From baby parts. It's the main
and it's an untested vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't had enough time to prove that it can do anything great anyways. And they're saying that even if you get the vaccine shot, you're still not supposed to have physical contact with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could still get the virus.
Mm-hmm.
You should still wear a mask if you're out, two masks out in public, I guess now is what it is. And it's like, well, then why the fuck would you get the vaccine?
I was just going to say that. So why the hell waste your time to get the vaccine if it's not good, you know? You're better off just taking the chance, you know?
Right.
And go with the flow, you know? Like, you know, like I did. Even my doctor said the same thing. I didn't even know I had the virus, but I did.
Right.
After it was over and done with, you know, but I took the same stuff, medication. I took inhaler because I had a respiratory problems with it. I had ammonia with it. I mean, I thought I was going to die and everything and stuff, but I survived it. You know, that towards the end, I was wishing death would come knock on my door and get me. That's how bad it was, you know.
Right.
You know, and stuff. So, but I survived it. So now my immune system is built up. I do take vitamins, like you. I take all kinds of vitamins, but after that, but you know, it's just common sense. It's basically for control. They want to control you. They're training you.
Right.
Am I wrong?
It's all leading up to bigger things, man. You know.
Mhm. Like I said, on this vaccine. Are you going to be alive 2-3 years from now?
Right. Oh, I don't know. I guess there's been complications to it. You know, I plan on being alive, but, you know, my fate is not in my hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's God decides when you're going to die, you know. That's how
It becomes my time eventually. It becomes my time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. I did apologize. I don't know where Virgil, he's wanting to do the show tonight, so we set up the show, so I don't know where he disappeared off to, but hopefully he calls in and stuff. I hope he didn't get a visit from Homeland Security again.
Yeah. Surprised we all have that.
Right. But, you know, here's the thing is with this, with all this going on, and they're opening the state now. New Mexico's just opened up. Texas just opened up 100%. We're at 80% right now and everything. So, but this was just a come along. I mean, right, we knew right after Biden got elected, they were going to do this. You know, they were going to open the states back up little by little, you know, and everything. And this was just to hurt Trump, hurt the economy, which it did in a very bad way. It hurt the economy. You know.
Well, you know, it is about control, and they demolished this country's economy with these shutdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I never shut down my company during this whole thing.
Right. I didn't follow the guidelines. I mean, I did to a point out of respect, you know, I wore a mask whenever, you know, I got my doctor. I didn't throw a fit or anything, but you know, other than that, I live out here in the country in the middle of nowhere, so it's like, who's gonna know what I'm doing? You know. So
oh yeah. They're trying to say no gatherings. Well hell, I had all kinds of gatherings. Nobody got sick.
Oh exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, you know. And same thing out here. I mean, my neighbors, you know, they've had gatherings and parties and like, yeah, you know, let them do what they're gonna do. You know, so but it's just for population control is all it's about and everything. But the thing is too, you know, still yet like me and Virgil's talked about, you know, we put out the warnings and stuff, but don't let your guard down. Keep preparing, yeah. Keep prepping, keep getting ready, because it's coming. The big one's coming pretty soon.
Well, what should bother people and scare people, if they do a little bit of research, they would know this, is mm-hmm. that the same people that make these vaccines, right? Are owned by these companies, are owned by like Bill Gates and stuff like that, right? Where these people believe in population control. They actually believe that the majority of the planet needs to die off.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So
they're succeeding.
Well, first of all, because they want to have more control, because many people on the planet is just too hard to control, right?
Uh-huh.
But then also because they believe that people are draining their natural resources. These people also support us starting to execute old people.
Yep. Well, and I brought that up the other day, and I was called a liar on that. And I'm like, have you read some of the executive orders that this doctor, this one of the doctors that Biden picked, came out and said he wants to eliminate anyone over 75 years old?
Right. They consider certain people useless eaters, right? People with handicaps, people that are older, stuff like that. They want what the ultimate thing is they want people that will work in the fields and why they lived a good life up on the hill watching us. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
But these people believe in population control. And a couple of them even been quoted saying that you know, like, what was it, the Prince of England at one time said something about, if I had my wish, I would come back as a virus to wipe out the population of the planet.
Yeah.
Bill Gates has been quoted, you know, saying that he believes in population control. And these are the people making your virus, your vaccines. And a vaccine that is going to wipe out a big chunk of the planet, I think.
And that's going to be, and I've been predicting this because I've been studying it, it's going to be COVID-20, which is the next virus that's going to come off this virus. They're already working up to it. They're saying it's an unknown virus right now.
Yeah. Well, and that's the goal, right, is to get everybody comfortable with getting vaccines, right? And then you all of a sudden you distribute the bad one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what it's working at, the COVID-20. And that's going to probably hit, I'm going to say around mid-summer, mid-fall, that'll come next. Like you said, they're going to get everybody relaxed and comfortable. And this new strand is going to come out. And it's going to, you know, it's going to scare everybody half to death.
Part of the purpose of disarming the American citizens and people in general, right? Is people are going to be pissed off about that. Mm-hmm. Well, there ain't going to be shit they can do about it if they're not armed.
Well, and, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because it's like, oh, they're putting these threats in. If you don't register your guns, you're going to be in so much trouble. Well, why register your guns if they don't know you got one?
Right.
You know, ATF already has that information.
So there's something about that is all these people have been running around buying guns and filling out the paperwork for one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I brought this up on the show before, right?
Yep.
Yeah. In Connecticut, back in the late 70s, Connecticut passed a law about everybody had to register their guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give everybody threw them a kiss on. So what they mm-hmm. did is they subpoenaed the records of all the gun shops and pawn shops where people buy guns and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they subpoenaed the records and they started going door to door to the people that had not registered their guns.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to say they're not going to try to do the same thing again.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the reason they want this is because in case there's an invasion like from China that wants to come in to invade the United States, because right now China's afraid to do that because of all the guns that we own. We're in America.
Right.
Millions of gun owners here in the United States. And China even stated that they're afraid to even do that, you know. So
that's why they wanted to do away way back in the day with private sales. Or when there was private sales, they made you go through filling out paperwork and stuff like that. Where Idaho, where state I live in, right, you don't have to do that. Right? Your private sales are private sale. They don't intervene. There's no bullshit, no nothing, right?
The purpose
of that is to have a record. They want to have records of everybody that has guns so they can come take them.
Well, not only that, really, that's true, but not only that, if another military does come inside the United States, they want to know who you are so they can go, like you say, go in your house and grab you, and that's the end of it. You know, and as long as you don't give them that information, you know, they're not going to know who's what. So don't be stupid and fall for the scare stem, because that's all it is. You know, you don't register your gun, we're going to come get you.
Right. Well, we're going to have a hell of a time with that up here in Idaho.
The same thing here in New Mexico. I mean, you know, New Mexico is one of the second largest Second Amendment states and everything. And even the liberals out here, they're like, oh, no, uh-uh. You know, they will not give up their guns like us. We're not going to give up their guns either and everything.
Right.
But these crazy gun control laws.
That's the purpose of it, though, you know, is they want to force you to get the vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a well-armed society, they can't force you to do that.
Exactly.
If they kill off most of the population with vaccines, then there's civil unrest, right? Well, if there's civil unrest, a well-armed society can stand up against them. And I'm not
exactly.
Just like China. China's people, they get screwed all the time, man. They try to stand up and they just get squashed. You know what I mean? Because they're not armed and they're not allowed to be armed.
Exactly.
You know,
and
they lost theirs decades ago.
Exactly, and you know, that's what they want here. But all this is basically, I've been saying this for a long time. All this is basically dressed up for the Antichrist to come in and
take over.
You know,
they're going to tell you what you're allowed to eat, when you're allowed to eat, when you're allowed to work, what job you're allowed to have based on class, based on your family and the upbringing and class, you know what I mean, what class you're going to fall into, right? Some people will be the little bottom ones and some people will be the upper ones, right? And then you'll have middle one, they're basically going to control every aspect of your life.
Exactly.
And you're not going to be allowed to be armed to stand up for yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, again, this is for the setup for the Antichrist to come in. And I'm thinking, I could be wrong, but I'm looking at Bill Gates to be possibly because, look, control the people, you got to control the food and stuff. And he's already doing that. He's bought up all the farmland here in the United States. Now he's pushing for the processed meats and stuff, you know. And who the hell is going to want to eat all that shit that's in those processed meats?
Right. Well, they've also been poisoning us for decades with bad food.
Yeah.
Stuff that's not good for us.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's why.
The, uh, I don't necessarily think that Bill Gates is the Antichrist, though.
I don't think he is, but he's helping the process with it. I mean, he's one. Yeah. I think Enterprise is actually in the UN right now. I mean, I'm kind of seeing it because he's gaining power right now in the United Nations and stuff. So, like I said, just him and the CDC and all them all in this together.
I believe that, and I believe there's a ton of leaders and rich folks across the world right now that are helping to usher him in. You know, mm-hmm. I have no doubt about that. I don't think George Soros is the Antichrist. I just think he's a pawn helping bring ushering them in, right? Same with Bill mm-hmm. Gates. And so I think pretty soon, though, I mean, within the next couple of years, I think we'll have a pretty good idea about who he is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's not Obama either. But I think, you know, once this COVID-20 kicks in, they crash the economy, that's when he's going to come in, introduce himself, and he's going to say, well, I'm going to save you, blah, 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 but you got to take my mark, like you said. You're going to have the upper class and the lower class.
And you will be you'll earn credits, I think. So
mm-hmm.
credits will determine how much you're allowed to spend and whatnot. You know what I mean?
It'd be digital money. That's why they want to send digital money.
We only want stuff away from digital money now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, exactly, and stuff. But I don't know. It's not hard to figure it out and everything, but it's who's it for. You know, like I said, I've been studying on this for a long time, and I do see, I kind of got an idea who it is, because right now he's took over the UN right now, gaining popularity.
Yeah. Well, who is it?
I believe it is, what's his name from Canada? What's the dude's name?
Tim Trudeau?
Yeah. Him.
The president up there?
Yep. I think it's him.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be. He's a little ass muffin.
Well, look at the control here he has in the UN now.
Right.
Stop to think about it. And he is one of the world's richest people, richer than Bill Gates.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know a lot about him other than he's kind of a dictator, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you look at the patterns of and everything, that's who it's pointing to. I could be wrong, but that's who it's pointing to in that direction.
Right.
You know, and everything, so... That's the one you want to look out for. One of the ones you want to look out for, you know, and everything. But I don't know. That's what the setting is for him to come in, the Antichrist.
Right.
Just to put it in that show. I mean, you know.
Well, I'll have to do a little bit more research on him than I have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll send you some information on him and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, if you look at the power that he's gaining, the popularity that he's gaining and stuff, especially the United Nations. Once he becomes what they call the leader of the UN, that's when you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think that will happen. I think that, you know, there will be a leader that will rise up and take control, you know what I mean, of the UN and all the militaries. And, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but that's who it's pointing to. And I've been saying this for a long time, you know. But anyhow, my man, I do apologize for Virgil not calling in. He was really wanting to do a show tonight and everything. So I'm just hoping he's okay, that he's not locked up somewhere. But I know earlier he was mad. He was mad earlier, so I don't know what that was all about, but anyhow. But, you know, but I think probably, like you said, when the next year or two, I'd say about 2 years from now, we'll see it. we'll start really seeing.
I think over the next few years, a lot of things will become a lot clearer than mud to a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Yep. So all we can do is give the warnings out, you know, like we do on this show. This is warning everybody, and everybody be prepared. A lot of people are starting to wake up, but it's kind of a little bit too late that they're waking up, you know?
Right. People, yeah. I mean, you know, if they're not prepared now, I mean, they really need to pick up the pace while they still can, because the time is for being able to prepare, and it's going to be short.
Yeah, it's
going to be short. People have been preparing for this for a long time, you know what I mean, or a lot better set up for it.
Yeah, like you and me and all of us, we've been doing this for, what, 8 years? Almost 8 years? Since I've known you, 8 years.
Yeah. And even longer. Actually, I grew up with my dad telling me about these things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And people call us crazy, conspiracy theorists and stuff like that. But, hey, we proved them all right.
Yeah. Call me crazy all you want. I won't be hungry.
Exactly, man. But, you know, the best time right now, you know, I'm going to do a show Thursday. I'm preparing. I'm going to do another one of those. But right now, you guys might want to start growing your own garden. That's what it's going to come down to.
Grow your own, you know.
So, right. But, anyway, Ron, was there anything you wanted to say to the team out there that's listening in and stuff, or anything coming up?
You know, I mean, just people need to get ready. We just keep telling them that, you know what I mean? And hopefully they are. Hopefully there's people that are listening to that and thinking, man, maybe we should, you know.
Right.
Get ready
right.
and start getting together with your fellow local patriots. Start training for crying out loud.
Start planning.
You got to start training and getting ready for that, because honestly, you're not going to just step out there like Rambo and a badass with no training.
You'll
last like a half a second.
Right.
You know, I mean, get where your local patriots start coming together, start making plans, start survival guides together, start training together, you know, start prepping together. Everybody's got to contribute to that.
Exactly. You know, because when shit gets real, we've seen a little practice run of this during the COVID when all this went down and people buying up toilet paper. And just imagine the real, what it really comes down, what it's going to be like.
Yeah, what happens when the food supply runs out? Your kids are hungry, or your grandkids, or whatever, and you weren't preparing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got to make a choice, right?
Oh, it's like with this badass winter storm we just had, you know, and I was prepared. My roommate argued with me, and she was like, well, it's not going to happen. This is New Mexico, but it's going to happen. We need to get firewood, food. We need to get ready. It's going to hit. And she argued with me for a few days. You know, so we went down and got firewood. It was a Friday, I believe it was. We went down and got firewood. And then after that, then we went and stocked up with food. And the next day it hit. That's when we had that ice storm, that major ice storm, you know, that hit all over the United States. I go, see, I told you.
Right.
She goes, I'm glad I listened to you. So, you know, because we were stuck for 4 days out here. We couldn't do anything, you know. But
we've been blasted with nothing but winter storm after winter storm after winter storm up here where I live, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It is what it is, but we're used to it up here. You know,
yeah.
It's just a part of every year we go through this. You know what I mean?
I think the last time we had something this bad hit was back in 78. If you remember the worst ice storm that hit, you know, and everything. Yeah. But what someone's telling you, be ready, don't call them stupid, get ready, because it's going to come, but
right.
but But I tell you what, when I was ready. So, but, you know, same thing in case the lights went out. You know, we got a wood stove and stuff to cook off of and everything. So I was ready for that, too. just because we didn't have any blackouts up here, thank goodness. Not like what Texas did, you know. So I felt bad for those people down here in Texas. That was horrible how that turned out up there.
And I think a lot of it just has to do with they're just not used to that kind of crap happening down there.
Right.
Not on that level. Up here, everybody would be like, okay, great, we another fucking storm. You know what I mean? Because we're used to it.
Right.
We're going to adapt to it. We live with it every year. You know what I mean?
Right.
But in certain places where you're not used to having to deal with that.
Right.
You know?
Well, not only that, but half the grid there in Texas, too, brother, was that solar panels. You know, those are the ones that went down.
Right.
You know, the windmills there.
The preppers in Texas probably did just damn fine.
Yeah.
The ones that
survived. Right, and the city folks didn't do too well. Like we were saying, you know, city folks, that's the ones you got to watch out for because the other ones that'll panic the most.
Oh, yeah. Once they loot and rape and kill each other in the cities, the survivors will form bands together, you know what I mean, and start going out to the country trying to take people's stuff.
Yep. Exactly. You know, but this was just a trial test run, so to speak, to see, to watch and learn, you know, from it and everything. So, but anyhow, so all right, brother. Well, we got time flies. We got about just a few minutes left of the show. So, anything you want to put out there? You got anything coming up this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, well, this weekend I don't. I'm going to get together with some other patriots from other groups. And I'm going to go down, and I guess they're doing a mask burn.
Mask burn?
Yeah, everybody's throwing their masks in a fire, I guess. In a big fire in downtown Coeur d'Alene or some shit, I don't know. So I'm going to go for that. And then, I don't know, I haven't wore a mask yet, so I guess I'm going to have to go buy a mask just so I can throw it in the fire and burn it.
Right. I got one here I've been using, so, you know, I just wear it, like I said, I wear it when I go to Walmart or something, that's about it. But
yeah, I haven't worn one, so I'm just like, you know, I'm going to have to go buy one just so I can burn one. And then, I don't know, I was admiring Nancy Pelosi's wall around the Congress, you know, for somebody who's so against walls. It's amazing how nice of a wall they put up for that, huh?
Right. So, I don't know. I think eventually all that stuff about the six is going to come out. I mean, already it is. They're pointing fingers at each other and stuff, so, you know. But, we know that Antifa was part of it. We know that, you know, and everything. Yep. So, because, you know, Trump supporters would never do that. They would never beat up cops, never start fires or anything like that. I mean, come on.
Right. Well, we're not really known for it. You know what I mean? It's not something we generally do.
Right.
I'm a supporter of law enforcement to a point, you know, but I'm only a supporter of law enforcement for constitutional ones.
Right, exactly.
If you're not a constitutional cop, and if you're a cop that's going to enforce unconstitutional laws, and no, I don't stand by your side at all.
Exactly.
Not whatsoever. I'll stand against you in a damn heartbeat. I'm not scared of you. No, I'm not scared of cops. I'm not scared of any of them.
Right.
If they're a constitutional cop, then yes, by all means, I'm all for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because we do need laws, and we do need people to enforce those laws, or else you have anarchy and chaos.
We'll be back in the old
days of raping and pillaging and everybody doing whatever the hell they want to each other. You know what I mean?
And it seems that's what this administration wants. They want to bring the lawlessness, fire all the cops, the good cops, bring in the bad ones. I mean, it's nuts.
Right. So, but I'll stand by a constitutional police, but I'm not going to stand by unconstitutional police whatsoever.
And that's the way I am. And, you know, and I saw that video of that one guy that was begging the police there in D.C. to do something. And they just stood there and looked at him like he was stupid.
Right. So on an average scale, we're not known as people that attack police and stuff like that. That's the liberal thing. They do mm-hmm. that. It's funny how quick they forget they do that.
Right. And I saw where the cops were leading me in and everything. I mean, this was all planned. This was pre-planned. You know, and everything. So, but it's coming out little by little, but they keep covering it up where it does, too, you know. But anyway, brother, it's that time and stuff, and I'll be back on Thursday night. Hopefully, Virgil will join in. So, find out what happened to him and everything. Hopefully, he's okay out there on the road. And stuff. So, but anyhow, brother, I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you for keeping me company up here.
Yep, not a problem, brother.
So, all right. Well, you all take care out there. We'll be back on Thursday night. And do tune in. I'm going to have a special show with Hurricane Ian that her and I are putting together. So, you all tune into that. And it's a special documentary. It'll be live on Blog Talk, but also be live on YouTube. So you guys are going to want to tune in for that one. So anyhow, we'll see you all Thursday night. You be careful out there, Ron.
You too, brother. Talk to you all soon.
All right. Y'all be good.